Mike Katz and Mike Wallens there with Juan Martinez, a new signature tune, a downloadable single from Temple Records. And I hear you saying out there, "What's up, Mike? You don't sound like your normal self." And that is because I am suffering from the dreaded lurgy. It's a cross between whooping cough and the Black Death, but I've staggered across the frost-ridden Yorkshire landscape into the shed to do the show, because the show must go on, as the nun said when she went in the lion's cage. I'm going to kick off with a track from a couple of lads that I knew as Rich and Famous. They did an album called Beginner's Luck way back. They've now formed a band called The Last Pedestrians. They play what they call psycho country folk. They come from Nottingham. They're raunchy as anything. They'll make you laugh and make you cry at the same time. Harry Stevenson, Wayne Evans and Phil Jackson are the main writers. And this is a fantastic song called Too Much Trouble.
Got a head-wrong kaleidoscope in my front room. Man who's operating it is full of doom and gloom. He says the end is coming through a hole in the sky, but I don't know when. I don't know why. It's too much trouble. It's too much trouble. It's too much trouble. It's too much trouble. Well, I got a concrete garden and I wanna grow some weed. I need a jackhammer just to plant my seeds. My neighbors from hell breed packs of hunting dogs. They're cutting down the trees and they're burning all the logs. They're too much trouble. They're too much trouble. They're too much trouble. They're too much trouble. I'm bone idle and I'm useless and bad. She says she wants to dump me, but she don't know why. I think I'll jump into that hole in the sky. She's too much trouble. 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 She's too much trouble.
I love that opening line. I've got a Hadron Kaleidoscope. Great writing. That was Too Much Trouble from The Last Pedestrians album Battle of a Simple Man. I also love that J.J. Cale and Bob Dylan and the band feel to that. Great rocking folk. Good stuff. Red Rocking Chair from Red Tail Ring. Their album Mountain Shout was one of my favourites of last year. And this is a cracking version of a classic old-time song.
Cradle when I'm gone. sugar baby now. Ain't got no honey baby
Beauchamp and Laurel Primo, otherwise known as Red Tail Ring, with a real punchy and raw version of Red Rocking Chair. Now, Robin Stapleton is a young Scottish folk singer, and her album Fickle Fortune is a modern classic. Her Scottish and Irish heritage comes out in the songs that she sings, which are from the Scots, English and Gaelic traditions. In 2014, she became BBC Radio Scotland's Young Traditional Musician of the Year, and ever since, she's become one of Scotland's most respected folk singers. She's done a new album, The Songs of Robert Burns, and from it, this is a beautiful version of Tay the Weavers.
And free, the summer days were long, but a bonny wasteland weaver lad has got me change my song. To the weavers gin ye go, to the weavers gin ye go, I did ye rex gan there at next, to the weavers gin ye go. My mither sent me to the tune to warp a blade and wah, but the weary, weary warp a note has got me sigh and song. To the weavers gin ye go, fair maids, to the weavers gin ye go, I rid ye right gan there at next, to the weavers gin ye go. A bonny western weaver lad sat working at his loom, he took my heart as we a net in every knot and thrum. To the weavers gin ye go, to the weavers gin ye go, I rid ye right gan there at next, to the weavers gin ye go. I sat beside my warping wheel and I a caught it run, but every shot and every knock my hair did get a stun. To the weavers gin ye go, fair maids, to the weavers gin ye go, I rid ye right gan there at next, to the weavers gin ye go. Then weaver lad can void me through the glen. Hey, the weavers, can you go? Fair maids, to the weavers, can you go? I reach ye right on there at neck, to the weavers, can you go? But what was said or what was done, shame folly can I tell? But oh, I fear the country soon will ken as weels myself. To the weavers, can you go? To the weavers, can you go? I reach ye right on there at neck, to the weavers, can you go?
Stapleton. The album is Songs of Robert Burns, and that is Tay the Weavers. Now, traditional Irish fiddle meets rock great. Two fabulous players, Kevin Burke, of course one of the major figures in traditional Irish music, played with Christy Moore, the Bothy Band, Patrick Street, the Celtic Fiddle Festival, and many others. John Brennan, the other member of the duo, is a veteran California rocker. Started off working in LA sessions, and then split his time between recording and touring with the likes of Poco and Graham Nash, who not many people know came from Stockport, Manchester. Well, John Brennan and Kevin Buck got together to make a CD which I think is absolutely terrific. It's called The Poundridge Sessions, and amongst the great musicians featured on it are Winifred Horan on fiddles, Nuala Kennedy, whistle and vocal, Eamon O'Leary, bouzouki and vocals, Mike McGoldrick on ullion pipes, whistle and flute, and Johnny Connolly on accordion. The result, I think, is stunning, but let's see what you think. Here's John Brennan and Kevin Burke with The Tempest. Sort that out. Wonderful version of the traditional Irish tune, The Tempest there, and that comes from a new album from John Brennan and Kevin Burke called The Poundridge Sessions. I'm sure to be playing you another track from that in the weeks to come. There's a good few Irish tracks in this show, simply because, well, first of all, they are fantastic, and secondly, because they all arrived towards the end of last year in a big lump. They came to the post office box door. So it is my great pleasure now to play you a track from Pauline Scanlon's new album, Gossamer. Pauline Scanlon, as many of you know, toured for many years with Sharon Shannon, made a wonderful solo album, and then teamed up with Eilish Kennedy to form the duo Lumiere, who were simply, I thought, wonderful. Her new solo album is absolutely superb, and from it this is a beautiful, beautiful version of the traditional ballad, I Wonder What's Keeping My True Love Tonight. Lovely version there of the traditional ballad, I Wonder What's Keeping My True Love Tonight. The album is called Gossamer, and the artist is Pauline Scanlon. Now, in a few weeks' time, I'm going to be doing a show devoted entirely to songs of resistance and protest. It's been inspired by Shake the Chains, which is a new touring commission starring Nancy Kerr, Findlay Napier, Tim Yates, great bass player from Blackbeard's Tea Party, Greg Russell and Hannah Martin. Well, you've already got a fantastic lineup of singer-songwriters there, but each gig that Shake the Chains do, they're going to have a separate guest. Steve Knightley's going to be there one night, and then Martin Simpson, Boff Wally, Peggy Seeger and Chris Wood. I'll give you more details, of course, when I do the protest song special. In the meanwhile, here's a track from Chris Wood's latest album, So Much to Defend, and it's called More Fool Me. And listen carefully to the lyrics because, well, they're just great.
This pen will be worn out before too long. There's a mile or two in every single song, but now they say that everything's for free. More fool me, more fool me, more fool me. I took up the life before I'd even finish school. How could any other life be even half so cool? Sometimes I like to tell myself I'm free. More fool. Got the best part of the show down on your phone. Such a nice surprise for me when I get home. The sum of my life's work on screen for all the world to see. More fool me. Drop myself into the gears of the machine. You might think that after all these years I might not be so keen, but there's still nothing else I'd rather do or be. Sha-la-la-la-la and a shooby-dooby-doo. For the price they're paying, that's the best I ought to do. But for the real true believer, that's just blasphemy. More fool me. More fool me, more fool me, more fool me.
Thank you. Well, I love those jazz chordal Deliberate Mistakes. A song about life on the road. More Fool Me from Chris Wood's album So Much to Defend. Now, I mentioned Eilish Kennedy a little while back when I introduced a song from Paula Scanlon's new album. And as it happens, Eilish Kennedy has also got a new album out called Westwood. She's always been drawn back to the West, and it's no wonder, because she comes from and lives in that beautiful area of West Kerry, the Dingle Peninsula. From her album Westwood, this is a brilliant version of the Bill Caddick song, which has been covered by so many, many people, because it's a great, great song, John of Dreams.
When midnight comes and people homeward tread, seek now your blankets and your feather bed. Journey's over. Yield up the night time to old John of Dreams. Yield up the night time to old John of Dreams. Across the hill, the sun has gone astray.
Song written by Bill Caddick, John of Dreams. That's from Eilish Kennedy's new album, Westwood. And I've got to tell you about John of Dreams. He nicked the tune. He did. He nicked it from Tchaikovsky's Ninth Symphony. Either that or Tchaikovsky nicked it from him, which is entirely possible, because he was well known to nick tunes, was that Tchaikovsky. Now, folky on the scene for many years and father of the Lakeman lads who've gone on to have a fantastic career in the folk world is Jeff Lakeman. And I'm going to read this because it's from his website and it says everything. Quote, after all these years is my debut solo album. It features self-written and Cornish songs, Irish ballads, contemporary and American songs. It was produced and recorded where I live, on Dartmoor, by my eldest son, Sean Lakeman, and I'm humbled by the dazzling array of leading folk musicians who have guested on it. End of quotes. And who are the musicians? Well, Sean, Sam and Seth Lakeman, keep it in the family, Catherine Roberts, who's married to a Lakeman, Cara Dillon, who's also married to a Lakeman, Nick Jones, who isn't but lives close by-ish, Jim Causley, West Country Troubadour Deluxe, Ben Nichols, Sam Kelly, another great singer from the West, Jamie Francis, Dan Crimp and Jill Redmond. A lineup to die for. I've already played you a track from the album, Jeff Lakeman's version of Sophie. Beautiful song written by Reg Muros. What I'm going to do now is play you a version of a song which many of us know as the White Cockade from the Yorkshire tradition, but here it is the Green Cockade. Some great chorus singing in this. Lie back and enjoy it.
My love is newly listed and he wears a green cockade. He's marched away and left me, like many's the roving blade. Oh, my poor heart, my very heart is breaking. Oh, for the loss of him, oh, for the loss of him. His team of oxen ploughing, their loss now plainly show. The very ground he trod on, the grass refused to grow. Oh, my poor heart, my very heart is breaking. Oh, for the loss of him, oh, for the loss of him. Told him one half my grief and pain. He never would have left me and sailed away to Spain. Oh, my poor heart, my very heart is breaking. Oh, for the loss of him, oh, for the loss of him. The flowers of the woodland so quickly do decay. The beauty of the fair maid likewise will fade away. Oh, my poor heart, my very heart is breaking. Oh, for the loss of him, oh, for the loss of him. And he wears a green cockade. He's marched away and left me, like many's a roving blade. Oh, my poor heart, my very heart is breaking. Oh, for the loss of him, oh, for the loss of him.
Pure class, pure class. Real stuff. That was great. The Green Cockade, Jeff Lakeman, from his album After All These Years. Now, Alistair Anderson is a giant of the English folk scene. Comes from the North East, as many of you will know. He played concertina in the High Level Ranters way back in the 60s and 70s, and then went solo. He produced a wonderful, wonderful concept album called Steel Skies, and he's been making great music ever since. He's also instrumental in the creation of Folkworks, that great body of people who have done so much for folk, particularly in the North East. His contribution to folk music has been absolutely immense. Well, his new band is called Northlands. It's comprised of Alistair himself, Sophie Ball, Sarah Hayes and Ian Stevenson. Three young people, I think, I may be wrong in this, but I think all of them came through the Newcastle University School of Folk Studies, whatever. They make a wonderful sound together. And from their album simply called Alistair Anderson and Northlands, this is a cracking version of the traditional ballad, I Drew My Ship Into a Harbour.
I drew my ship into a harbour, I drew it up where my true love lay. I drew her close by, up to the window, to listen what my love did say. Who's there that knocks all at my window?
Love the sound of those Northumbrian pipes. A great version of a great song there. I Drew My Ship Into a Harbour. Alistair Anderson and Northlands from the album of the same name. Now, four Canadian lads way back in the mists of Anti-Kitty. Mark Despot, Rod Hollett, Mike Bernier and Jeff Allen were commissioned by the government of Ontario to develop a musical interpretation of what you could call the logging tradition. The province itself had a big lumbering heritage. Many of you who are not familiar with Canada, I do have some relatives there, so I'm a little bit familiar with it, might not know that the economy was at one time almost fueled entirely by the men who went up into the logging camps, cut down the white pine, stripped them of their branches, and rolled them to the river. They would then jump on the rafts thus formed, with spikes on their boots, and pole them down the river and land them ashore at the timber works. Well, the lifestyle produced lots of music, lots of material. The loggers were hard men, like the Bothies and the Navvy camps in Scotland, round the hydro dams. There wasn't much for them to do, so they made their own entertainment, their own tunes, their own dances, and their own songs. The camp boss of each logging camp would make sure that he got a good cook and a few musicians in the mix. Well, the four lads who were commissioned to make the show, who were called the Wakamie, I think it's pronounced, or Wakamie Whalers, went on to work all over Canada, playing concerts, going to schools, putting on concerts for the kids, and teaching them about their own heritage. They've made a number of albums, and from one called River Through the Pines, this is probably the classic logger song of all, The Frozen Logger.
As I sat down one evening within the small cafe, a 40-year-old waitress to me these words did say, "Now I see that you're a logger and not just a common bum, 'cause nobody but a logger stirs his coffee with his thumb." My lover was a logger, there's none like him today. If you'd pour whiskey on it, he would eat a bale of hay. Now he never shaved his whiskers from off of his hoary hide. He'd just drive them in with a hammer and light them off inside. My lover came to see me upon one freezing day. He held me in his fond embrace, which drove three birds of prey. When we parted so hard that he broke my jaw, I could not speak to tell him he forgot his Mackinaw. I saw my lover leaving, sauntering through the snow, going gaily homeward at 48th below. Whether it tried to freeze him, it tried its level best. At 100 degrees below zero, he buttoned up his vest. It froze clean through to China, it froze to the stars above. At 1,000 degrees below zero, it froze my logger love. They tried thaw him, and would you believe it, sir, they made him into axe blades to chop the Douglas fir. And so I lost my lover, and to this cafe I come, and here I wait till someone stirs his coffee with his thumb. And here I wait till someone stirs his coffee with his thumb.
Good stuff. The Frozen Logger from the Wakamie Whalers album River Through the Pines. And check out their website, because there's some really, really interesting stuff there. You can find the link through to their website, of course, by going to ours, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, where you'll find a link through to everybody who's ever been on this show and all previous shows. And by the way, If you've just joined us listening in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Ireland, or America, or wherever, the reason I've got an incredibly husky and sexy voice is because I've got the lurgy, which is a highfalutin term for something between whooping cough and the Black Death, as I explained at the head of the programme. Now, Deirdre Starr comes from Irish parents. She was born in London, and from 6 years old she could play the piano and flute as well as sing. She studied music. Most of her young life went on to sing with the London Symphony Chorus, and also played as a church organist in lots of places in London and New Zealand. She's now living back in Ireland, in County Wicklow, and she just recorded a new CD called Between the Half Light. And on it she does a lovely version of one of the most beautiful of all Irish ballads, The Streams of Bunclody. the streams of Bun Claudie, Deirdre Starr, from her album Between the Half Light. And here's a bit for all nerds and anoraks listening. The only time that appeared really in print is in a couple of broadsides way back in the middle of the 19th century, and I first came across it called The Maid of Bun Claudie in the book Irish Street Ballads, edited by James Healy. Now, another Irish person born in London, and if you think of it, Kevin Burke was, of course, is Tad Sargent, whose family come from Castlebar in County Mayo. He's a bouzouki player and singer, and he's teamed up with an amazing William pipe player called Luic Bleijon, who comes from Brittany, would you believe? And he is a truly great piper. Well, the duo album was released in autumn 2016, and from it I'm going to play you three tunes: Australian Waters, sometimes called Vincent Campbell's, Atlantic Bridge, and The Humours of Bandon. They call those three tracks together Fromage Antics, which means cheese fun, if you translate it into everyday English. Cheese fun, otherwise known as Australian Waters, Atlantic Bridge and Humours Abandon. I think the one in the middle, Atlantic Bridge, was written by Davy Spillane. Could be wrong, it's certainly a classic track of his. The two lads are called, and I'm going to get this wrong, I realise now, I pronounced it Loic before. It's L-O-I-C, which I think is Loic Blejean, who is an incredible piper, and Todd Sargent, who, well, I don't think I've heard bouzouki playing as powerful as that in a long, long time. The album is simply called Loic Blejean and Tad Sargent. If you want details, just go to the website, www.mycardingfolkshow.com. Now, here's two tracks linked together and driven by a common theme, people left behind. In a few moments, you're going to hear John Ward, who's a singer-songwriter and musician based in East Anglia, and it's the Right Honourable MP for Self-Interest, followed by Pull the Ladder Up, two cracking bits of music. But before that, you're going to hear a fantastic song from the new Ribbon Road album, Our Streets Are Numbered. The album is a concept album. It's based on the Pit Village, the ex-mining village of Hawarden in County Durham. In the years since the 1984 miners' strike and the pit closure, many houses stand empty and boarded up. The social problems are plenty, but the people fight on. And Brenda Heslop of Ribbon Road has written a brilliant set of songs to pay tribute to the grit and determination and the communality of the people left behind in what was a deliberate savaging of the British working class. If I just say to you the two words managed decline, some of you might know what I'm talking about. Anyway, this is a lovely song. It's more about childhood than the struggles of adults. It's called A Place Where You Can Be.
When you're hurting and it's hard and you need somewhere to be, and your friends are in the yard but they just don't seem to see. When you have to go to school but there's trouble left at home, there's no one you can talk to, there's no money on your phone. There's a place beyond the classroom, somewhere safe where you can see. Understanding of the past and just a place where you can be. When you're happy and forget just children playing in the sun, it can do that for you sometimes, teasing teachers just for fun. When you're tired, shadows fall, and you wish you could let go and be like all the others, but you never let it show. There's a place beyond the classroom, somewhere safe where you can see. Understanding of the past and just a place where you can be. When you're wandering home from school and you're dreaming of the day when people wouldn't argue and throw their lives away, and wishes could be changes you wouldn't need to ask, not burning up with shame 'cause the windows would be glass. There's a place beyond the classroom, somewhere safe where you can see. Understanding of the past and just a place where you can be. When there's noises in the night from the empty house next door, then someone's in a fight and you're hiding on the floor. It's confusing in the day as you think about the night. You can't be in the wrong, but you never get it right. There's a place beyond the classroom, somewhere safe where you can see. Understanding of the past and just a place where you can be. There's a place beyond the classroom, somewhere safe where you can find understanding of the past and where you won't be left behind. It's a place where you can wrestle with the questions and the answers. In quiet you can settle all the monsters of your mind. There's a place beyond the classroom, somewhere safe where you can see. Understanding of the past and just a place where you can be. There's a place beyond the classroom, somewhere safe where you can see. Understanding of the past and just a place where you can be.
I, like you, realize we live in difficult times. However, I will not follow the fashion for attacking those that through their own ingenuity and hard work have got ahead, those that now provide jobs and prosperity for others, those that provide a beacon for what we can all become. So I ask that all right-minded people join with us in saying, out with the politics of envy and in with aspiration. No to handouts for those who don't want to work, and yes to enterprise and opportunity, working hard and doing the right thing. I believe in the fair chance, the equal shot. I don't care where you come from, but only where you're going. So using the simple sword of truth and the trusty shield of fair play, let us all unite and fight for a better tomorrow.
Pull the ladder up, heave-ho, don't let go, pull the ladder up, pull the ladder up, pull the ladder up, heave-ho, don't let go, pull the ladder up.
People with the power are the ones the system's worked for. They are the dogs that ate the dogs, the rats that won the race. And they are not inclined to be so kind to open doors. They're in no hurry to let someone else take their place. And they will tell you they have worked for every pound they may believe in bloated egos. Luck would never play a part. Or when they say that you can do the same, they are afraid of you. See the liars, you stay in the hall, they cry, pull the ladder up, pull the ladder up, heave-ho, don't let go and pull the ladder up, pull the ladder up, pull the ladder up, heave-ho, don't let go and pull the ladder up. Goes to money, power passes on to power. By a sleight of handshake, seeks to make and take a new war. Dangles down the dream, it knows the hungry will devour. Commodities are like the beads that we bought Eden for. They will say you must protect yourself to keep your share. Place us all in chains and call it law and order. And you should be scared of the poor ones over there dying on the ocean, dying on the forest. Pull the ladder up, pull the ladder up, heave-ho, don't let go and pull the ladder up. Pull the ladder up, pull the ladder up, heave-ho, don't let go and pull the ladder up. There's a girl who can't sleep at night for hunger. There's a sleeping boy whose dreams his wealth will not deny. There's the bright school girl unnoticed in the numbers. The boy with all the opportunity that cash can buy. And there's the man who pulls the strings of influence. The woman who works in jobs beneath what she is able. As she takes the tip, she bows her head in deference. He doesn't notice her as she waits upon his table, saying, pull the ladder up, pull the ladder up, heave-ho, don't let go and pull the ladder up, pull the ladder up, pull the ladder up, heave-ho, don't let go and pull the ladder up, hey, pull the ladder up, pull the ladder up, heave-ho, don't let go and pull the ladder up, pull the ladder up, pull the ladder up, heave-ho. Don't let go and pull the ladder up.
Lovely stuff. Pull the Ladder Up from John Ward's album Sargasso, and before that, from the same album, you heard the Right Honourable MP for Self-Interest making a little self-interested speech. And right at the head of that section, A Place Where You Can Be from Ribbon Road's album Our Streets Are Numbered. Now, I got really mad when I read this in a review of the next album. I quote, Jen Butterworth is one of Scotland's best female guitarists. No, she's not. She's one of Scotland's best guitarists. End of. She's worked on Songs of Separation. She's worked with Phil Cunningham, the Anna Massey Band, and Fiddler's Bid. She's a great singer as well. So let's have less of this female guitarist and female singer. She's just great, that's all. She's teamed up with Laura Beth Salter, one of the founder members of The She, and I'll just tell you before you ask, there's no blokes in it. She's a great mandolin player. In fact, I'm totally jealous of her mandolin ability. She plays old-time and bluegrass music, and then when she got to university and studied at Newcastle, she got heavily involved in the folk scene and can play absolutely anything. So the two lasses have got together, Jenny and Laura, and they've made, in my humble opinion, a superb album called Bound. From it, this is a lovely, lovely version of the great Kate Wolfe song, The Great Divide.
Turned around, they'd gone away. I've been sifting through the layers of dusty books and faded papers. They tell a story I used to know. It's one that happened so long ago. It's gone away like yesterday, and now I find myself on the mountainside where the rivers change direction across the great divide. Now I hear the owl calling softly out. Where the rivers change direction across.
across the great divide. And it's gone across the great divide.
Brilliant stuff. The Great Divide, Jen and Laura Beth from the album Bound. Now, just got time for a couple more tracks. Keith Christmas has just released a new album called Crazy Dancing Days. Keith's one of my old mates. He played acoustic guitar on David Bowie's Space Oddity and appeared at the very first Glastonbury Festival in 1970. Throughout the 70s, he was touring with bands like The Who, King Crimson, 10 Years After, Frank Zappa, Roxy Music, Hawkwind, Captain Beefheart and The Kinks. But he didn't let it go to his head. He was songwriting all the way through that. And he produced in 2011 a 5-track solo acoustic EP called Fat Cat, Big Fish, which I thought was a cracker. And I played it both on this show and on the BBC when I worked down the folk music mine for them. Keith's new album is full of hard-hitting and witty songs. This is one of them. If the young don't march, and it's a very good question indeed. Some of the most powerful lyrics I've heard in the last 12 months.
They're knocking on doors of Parliament. Show them what their laws are meant to those without their wealth and power. Seize a moment, seize the hour. Their prime dominating news. Maybe that will change some views of those who are unaffected. Maybe change a mind or two of those they have elected. How society raises voices, if all they get is liar's choice. If the young don't march, who will? The young don't march, who will? If the young don't march, who will? The young don't march, who will?
In 2005 in the USA, Cheney signed the laws away, giving America's sons and daughters right to clean air and water. So Halliburton's favorite son made sure fracking's time had come. They said it would be a revolution. Yeah, in energy production, and it wouldn't be any pollution. So they fracked and drilled a carbon field into the water table spills. Poisons they were pumping, and the farmers and the land they were ruined by what they were dumping. They spread out across the land, there's no one there to make a stand. If the young don't march, who will? The young don't march, who will? If the young don't march, who will? The young.
If you're gonna be one of the protesters, you're just a tree-hugging zealot, and you're gonna damage the investors. When it's time to make a choice, local people raise their voice to make a life-changing decision.
Well, you're gonna be on the end of the Millionaire's Press Club derision. Cause ripping into those that won't say yes are the talons of the right wing press. And if the young don't march, who will? 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 If the young don't march, who will?
Yazza, Keith Christmas there, from his album Crazy Dancing Days, with If the Young Don't March. Now, in 1921, a film was released which took the world by storm. It was called The Sheik, and it starred Rudolph Valentino, arguably one of the most handsome men on the planet. In it, he played, guess what, the Sheik, and he rode across the Arabian sands on a white charger, and he wooed all the women. He could melt knicker elastic at 500 yards just with his eyes. The film was a silent film, which was probably a good job, because when they got round to making talkies, they discovered that Valentino had a really squeaky voice like that, and he sounded daft with him being so good-looking and that. But the film did spawn a great interest in all things Arabian, and one of the things it spawned was a song called The Sheik of Araby. It's a song that has been covered by many people, including Spike Jones and his City Slickers, Leon Redbone, and the band I'm in, the Giggleswick Temperance Band. Giggleswick is the metropolis next door to Settle in the Yorkshire Dales. Unfortunately, we haven't recorded our version yet, so I'm going to play you the world's second best version of The Sheik of Araby. It's got Jim Queskin, Jeff Muldaur, John Sebastian, David Greisman, Maria Muldaur and the Barbecue Orchestra, and they don't do a bad job.
The Sheik of
I had to cut the applause short there because it went on for ages. I mean, ridiculous. It's good, but, you know, it's not that good. What it lacks is what we've got in our band, and that is a Spoons solo in the middle. As far as I'm concerned, every version of the Sheik of Araby should have a Spoons solo in the middle. Without that, it just ain't right. Thanks ever so much for listening. I'm going to crawl across the frost-bound wastes of our back garden. I'm going to make myself a cup of chamomile tea and some slippery elm, and I'm going to get in bed and shiver. And I do hope and pray that this lurgy doesn't make its way down your street. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget to spread the word, please, because we've got no money for advertising. We haven't got any brass at all, in fact. Do look after yourselves, because there's weird stuff knocking around, and it's not just the lurgy. So mind how you go. Ta-ra.